going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
And now the 2-2. Swinging a drive, right field and deep. If it's fair, it's going to be a home run. It's gone. Kyle Tucker, a two-run homer to right. And it is now a 10-9 Dodger lead.
Highlight courtesy of the Score. The great Pat Hughes, the Hall of Famer, on the call last night with our buddy and the All-Star, Ron Coomer.
Man, those guys were awesome last night. That ball game was absolutely drunk. It was crazy and just kept going back and forth and back and forth.
So much fun. Like, that was the thing that I think I walked away with last night, because you know how it is. Like, you grind through baseball seasons. So it's nice when you have... Like, I'd thrown on the sweats, I'm on the couch, I was thinking about playing a game of chess last night, and I was like, no, this game's like way too interesting
too
for me to
good.
Be able to concentrate and play chess.
Too damn good. Hey, by the way, tune in Thursday night, that's tomorrow night from 6 to 9 for Draft Night on the Score, hosted by Mark Grody, Dave Wanstead, and Judson Richards. The guys will be live as round one of the draft begins, with live reports from Hallis Hall, an instant reaction to what the Bears decide to do with the 10th overall pick. That's tomorrow night, Thursday, from 6 to 9, right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. The show will also be streamed on YouTube and Twitch. Tonight, though, the Cubs and Dodgers wrap up the two-game series. From Wrigley, pregame coverage of 5:25. Pat and Ron on the call for first pitch at 6 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. A little bit later, we're going to talk about something that I saw Kyle Tucker do last night that our colleague Bruce Levine went into the clubhouse and asked him about and followed up on. I can't wait for that.
You are so hot for this.
I'm walking around telling everybody today.
You really have. But we did have Jed Hoyer on air today. He was on the midday show with Marshall and Groats. Groats was sitting in for Layla. And the Kyle Tucker thing is obviously going to come up.
Now, should we count my no comments on this question? See how many we get to in 6 months?
Here's the strange thing. Not a lot of no comments in his answers about this. I think that, while I don't want to say it's a victory lap, I think it is an acknowledgement of, yeah, we got this guy in here, and he's really, really good. This was Jed talking about the Kyle Tucker effect and whether or not you can try and sign him now instead of letting him get to market.
Please update us on where things are with potentially getting a long-term deal done with Kyle Tucker.
Obviously, we'd love to keep Kyle long-term, and who wouldn't want, you know, a player like that? And, you know, I think that I would keep anything, you know, I would keep any conversations we're having internal. You know, I think that, you know, it's hard to negotiate in season. I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. If we do have those conversations, we'll keep them internal. But I do think, obviously, like I said, he's really fun to watch. I think he has a huge impact on the entire team and entire offense. And like I said, he's a player that any team would want to have in the lineup.
Are you optimistic that there's a way you can keep him from reaching free agency? Because let's face it, it's a contract year, and right now every swing of the bat feels like it's gaining extra coins.
Yeah, I mean, listen, my sense is, and I think the the single best recruiting tool that the Cubs have is last night, right? This is a really special place to play. It's an incredible city. It's an even better city in the summer, you know, and, listen, I think, you know, he's not going to have a shortage of suitors. You know, my hope is that Wrigley in Chicago become really special to him, and he realizes, like, there's not a better place to play in baseball. He's not going to have a shortage of suitors given his talent level. And, you know, obviously, like I said, it's not something we're obviously well aware of the situation, but like, I think, you know, talking about it, you know, I've got a great relationship with his agency. And obviously if those conversations do have, we'll just kind of keep him tight to the vest.
It feels like to us that's one part of the conversation is you convincing Kyle Tucker to stay here. How much of it though is you saying, look at that guy and what he's doing, convincing ownership to open up that checkbook a little bit larger, since, as we know, you guys have never signed a player to a $200 million deal, let alone what Kyle Tucker will probably end up getting?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's, you know, I think my job in with every transaction is to sort of lay out a case for why it makes sense. So I think that's my job, you know, is always to, you know, to make the right long-term and short-term decision for the Cubs and to make a case for it. And I think, you know, our owners are great about, you know, when I take something to them that I think I've spent time on, it makes sense, and we researched. And, you know, listen, like, there's a lot of work that goes into any kind of transaction that big, and they've always been super receptive.
All right, we'll let that settle in, and Jed, and then we'll ask you again in 2 weeks, okay?
Perfect. Yeah.
It's going to keep having this conversation, and we will.
Jed knows, and that was earlier today on the Midday Show. Great job by the boys in asking those questions and not getting a no comment from Jed.
Yeah, that was not a no comment, so we can't tally that. Now, let's decode what we think we heard. Because the first time I heard it, I thought, ooh, they have been talking. I'm going to keep those conversations private, and I have a good relationship with the agent. But then in coming in and talking about it, Chris Tannehill thought he heard that they haven't talked, because Jed did say, if we do have those conversations, yeah, I won't be telling you about it. So I guess now upon third hearing here, I hear, we have good communication. We haven't quite gotten to that point of talking numbers, but I hope we do. It's hard to do. And if we do, I won't be telling you about it. So that's not a no comment. I don't feel discouraged when I hear that. But is that just my nature?
No.
Do you feel discouraged?
I don't think that you should feel discouraged at all. I think it's a recognition of what you've been talking about. I think Jed in that moment is saying, these are the things that we do have available to us outside of the money. But at the end of it, I still feel like I'm hearing Jed say he's going to have a lot of suitors. He's going to go to market, and maybe we can get him back because of all of the other stuff.
Yeah, what he said was the single greatest recruitment tool that we have is last night. That ball game, that atmosphere.
Friday afternoon's game, too.
In April. In April, packed house, people going crazy, super fun. Does that have an effect on Kyle Tucker? Jed is obviously counting on it to have an effect, not to get a hometown discount for a guy who just got here, but to not go to market, to not go all the way to free agent market, and just to say, you know what, if these guys offer me 500 mil or 550 mil, if these guys offer me that, I don't need to stretch it all the way out because I found a spot that I'm going to love.
I think I agree with Tanny. I think they missed their chance to do it. I think the chance to do it was after you make the trade and you go, Kyle, we believe in you so much. Here is $450 million. We would like for you to stay.
I wonder if they offered it.
Me too. I mean, I don't have any reporting on that.
And neither do I. And I don't know if he would have been the kind of guy who would say,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. All right. Let's so then I can just relax and play baseball.
I think it would have been more difficult for him after the trade to look 450 in the eye and say no versus him like being like, no, I'm going to play this whole thing out and see where I'm at when we get to October.
I get it, and I like the conversation. It's the right conversation. Last night I noticed that little thing that Ian Happ does when he homers and he crosses the plate where he puts his hand on his helmet and kind of does a little shoulder dip.
And a shuffle.
And a shuffle
well,
and a
I
head
nod. I will tell you, Speaks, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
Nobody else
true,
noticed
Stoney.
It. As far as I know, Kyle Tucker did it on the 2-run homer to make it 10-9. Kyle Tucker did it. Ian Happ had scored, and he kind of looked at Ian and smiled. I was like, oh, look at that. They got a thing. They have a little bond, and I've noticed them together in the dugout a lot. Talking and those two personalities meshing makes some sense for what we know about Kyle Tucker. So I called our guy, Bruce Levine. I said, Bruce, would you mind following up on this? And he did. This is Bruce Levine talking with Kyle Tucker, and he asks him about what I noticed with the hand on the helmet as he crossed home plate.
So our esteemed afternoon show at the Score, which is the flagship station of the Cubs, detected that Ian, when he hits a home run, he taps his hat, okay? Now Matt Spiegel from our show detected that you did the same thing. What is that? Will you share that at all, or you have to keep that in-house?
I was asking him about the other day, like, why he does it, and he was just saying he's just done that for a while now. I just thought it would be funny, especially, I mean, he's been on a good amount in front of me, and it seemed like whenever I'd hit a homer and I'd see him right there, I'd just do it too, just to have some fun and stuff. And I actually told him yesterday, I was like, I feel like I'm getting a little bit better at his little celebration. So it's just like a fun thing that I've been doing with him.
It's great.
That's awesome. So, yeah, because a texter said earlier when I brought it up that he noticed Tucker doing it last week. I didn't notice Tucker doing it until I saw it last night.
Well, if you noticed it.
Then a texter noticed it. And that's why he's on the call with John Schriffen.
Hey, how about this? How about the fact that we don't know a lot about Kyle Tucker? This is kind of one of the first times I've heard a soundbite where it isn't him being Lance Storm, a wrestler who was known for being very serious. It seems like he was being very like, oh, that's hilarious. And you got, guess what? Yeah, actually, It is.
That was my excitement. And seeing it was like, oh, man, there's a little window into something. There
if I can be serious for a minute.
There we go. There's a little Lance Storm for you.
That's amazing.
All right, so let's go to the serious stuff, Lance Storm. And let's talk about the idea of staying in Chicago as a free agent.
The other question is, how do you keep the white noise and keep yourself calm beyond everybody else's expectations of wanting you here for 12 years, of hoping that you love Chicago, of hoping you love all your teammates? How do you stay grounded?
Grounded for the most part. I think like that's just how I was raised with my parents and growing up. That's just kind of how I've always been and how my parents kind of, for the most part, raised me to be. And I just try and go out there and win games and try and put up good at-bats, play good defense, and do what we can to win games. And I can't tell the future or anything, but I've really enjoyed my time here so far, and we still got probably 5-6 months left of the season, so there's a lot to look forward to as well. So we got a really good team, and I think that we have a lot of potential to finish out the year strong. So I just try and go out there and play games and let the rest kind of do what it does.
Are you going to get sick of me and all the other media people asking you these same questions that you're not going to be able to answer for the next 6 months?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an answer, so that's like the tougher part. But it was probably expected, and especially going into this year and stuff. But for the most part, I just focus on what's going to happen today and what I'm doing now. So right now we got a game against the Dodgers, so I'm just more worried about getting on base and scoring some runs.
I think you've done a pretty good job of it.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
That is right, Fat Joe.
Hey man, I love that Bruce followed up. It's
me
great,
too.
It's great teammate.
Stuff by Bruce.
Great teammate. And you know what? Bruce is so good at building relationships. And you could hear more of like a connective, natural conversation from Tucker about the whole Chicago and free agent thing.
I think he tightened up a little bit.
He did.
Though.
He totally did. But especially at the beginning of that, you heard it sort of connected to the looseness that you got by talking to him about something real and something fun with the helmet thing. Great job, Bruce.
The lineup for tonight, Happ in left, Tucker in right, Turner's your DH instead of Seiya, who was scratched, Bushy at first, Dennis Swanson at shortstop, Nico Horner at second base, Pete Crow Armstrong is in center, Carson Kelly's going to catch, and Birdie is going to be at third base. So that is your Cubs lineup for tonight.
All right, now to the White Sox.
No, thank you. Spiegel's going to lead off for the White Sox, followed by
Holmes.
Yeah.
And Tannehill.
And then Reardon as the cleanup.
Cleanup, wow. Cleanup, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the modern cleanup spot's different. Sorry.
Do you know that the White Sox offensive numbers this year are actually worse than they were last year?
Terms of run differential.
Yeah, this is one of those things where, anecdotally, the eye test, that passes the eye test. Uh-huh. It feels like it. Yeah.
And you know what? If we noticed it, Stoney has definitely noticed
it. They should have brought back Nicky Lopez.
They're not the worst team in baseball. Thanks, Rockies.
Yeah, they're really bad. For my partner Speaks, for Tanny, who finally got to get rid of his mask, for our guy Shane, who broke some news today and then broke the studio, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you showed this show. Guess what tomorrow is, y'all? Tomorrow is the NFL draft.
Damn.
And we are going to have...
it is draft day.
It sure is.
It is draft day tomorrow. And was it Vontae Mack, no matter what? We have got you covered, baby, with everything that you need to know. So make sure that you check out this show tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Coming up next, though, Cubs baseball on the score. See you tomorrow, knuckleheads.
I got to let you go, Matty. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do here.
You're good. Thank you, Shane. Thanks for the time, and I appreciate it.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.